Hello and welcome to the MDS podcast. Today we are recording a new episode of our special series on the 2024 MDS Congress. We are here at the Pennsylvania Convention Center in Philadelphia, where the meeting is currently being hosted. And as we've done for the past few years, we have the honor of speaking with the current president of the International Parkinson and Movement Disorder Society, this year, Dr. Victor Fung. So thank you so much for joining me today. So, Victor, you've been the president for over a year now, and I'm sure many things have happened during your tenure. Before we dive into all of that, I want to start by reminding you of the two pieces of advice that our past president, Professor Francisco Cardoso, shared during his interview with us last year. First, he advised you to be patient. He meant that patience is crucial when leading a global society as vast and as diverse as the MDS, and you need time to understand and listen to the needs of the community, and only then can real progress be done. And his second piece of advice, which I quote directly, was remain committed to clinical care. Now, I imagine you've listened to that interview, so you were already familiar with these advices. How do you think you're doing in following them?
It's funny because Professor Cardoso, or Chico, my good friend, obviously Latin American, and one would not associate patience with the Latin American spirit, and whereas I am Chinese Australian, and one would usually associate patience more to a Chinese mentality or spirit. I think maybe we've turned the tables into a bit. So, as president, one of the greatest honors and privileges, and I've said this repeatedly, I talk about privilege, responsibility, but also opportunity. And one of the great privileges of leading a wonderful society like the MDS, with now over 12,000 members, so as high a number of membership as there's ever been, it's to help determine the direction that our organization. So patience, I think, because it's only, I think, very wisely our leaders decided that there would be a frequent rotation of leadership. So as president, one is only president for a couple of years. So I can't be too patient, because otherwise the opportunity will be gone. So, yeah. But I think no is that even though there's a president, the offices which prize the past president, current president, and president-elect, together with the treasurer and treasurer-elect, and secretary-elect, work very closely together. And so we make all the decisions that are approved, and we have our International Executive Committee, which has 10 members for crucial decisions. So with that having been said, you know, I'm very happy that when I came into the presidency, there were three main goals that I stated. The first was focus on equality of access to care. And so in the past 12 months, we've created the Committee for Equality of Access to Care, led by Nijedeka Okobodejo and also Priya Jagota, so from Africa and from Thailand. And we are working together now with WHO, with the World Federation of Neurology, GP2, which is a large funded project led by Richard Walker from Newcastle. And we're working together to identify 2 to 3 countries with either no access or inequality of access to levodopa. And the plan with this is, rather than gather information and make an effort that goes halfway there in many, many countries, we're just choosing 2 or 3 countries where we want to actually shepherd facilitation of levodopa access right to the patient. And from that, we'll learn what are the steps, because the roadblocks are different in different countries. And then as we hopefully achieve success in those 1 or 2 countries, we can then use those learnings to then move across and do the same thing for countries in similar regions. So that's underway. This is a medium to long-term goal. This is something that's going to be achieved, because obviously if it was that easy to achieve, it would have been done, and these are long-standing problems.
And if I may, so we are going back to the 2 advices. Commitment to clinical care is definitely something that you're talking about, and patience is what we need. So Chico was right all along, right?
Yes, that's right. Of course, he's always right all along. So the KPI I've said to this committee is actually levodopa in patients' mouths. And I don't think this will necessarily be achieved during my presidency, but what the opportunity has allowed me to do is to actually make this an MDS focus and initiative. As I came into the presidency, was to set up a process where MDS engages more closely with patients and carers. And this has only just been approved, but and will be launched hopefully on World Movement Disorders Day on the 29th of November this year. We're setting up something that will be called either Patient and Carer Voice or the Patient and Carer Program, where we will invite patients and carers to interact with the MDS, initially just by email, but hopefully we will build up a database of lots and lots of patients and carers from across the globe. And this means that when we need information about what is important to patients and carers, it might be in something like developing a clinical scale, it might be delivering education, it might be understand the patient or care experience so that we can better tailor our efforts in developing treatments. We can actually reach out to hopefully hundreds, if not thousands of people and get a much more true perspective rather than relying only on a few people telling us. Because whilst that granular detail of what a few people tell us is important, that may or may not reflect, you know, what is the concern of the majority of people and the concerns and problems that people face. Sometimes they will be the same across the globe, but sometimes they will be very region or country specific as well. So, and then the third focus of my presidency was equality of representation of regions in our activities. And I think at this Congress, hopefully people will see that the speakers come from across the globe, you know, a higher proportion of people, either the Latin American, Asian, Oceanian section or Africa. And then on our committees, we have over 1,000 volunteers in the MDS. And you're one of our wonderful volunteers, Michele. And our 1,000 volunteers come from over 100 countries.
Wow. And so that's a huge number.
Yes. And I think our faculty for this Congress, it's not exactly proportionate, but it's roughly proportionate to our membership as well.
Okay, well, a lot of activities, and definitely the goals are very important and you're working hard to reach them.
Can I say one more thing that I forgot to mention? This, and I heard you say that you're going to be interviewing Günter Höglinger next.
Yes.
So currently in our field, one of the major academic debates, but it's not just academic because it has enormous influence on the lives of our patients, is how do we think about and define Parkinson's disease and people with Parkinson's disease. And Günter Höglinger, but also Tanya Simuni, have been lead authors on two different publications in Lancet Neurology earlier this year, proposing either a biological definition or biological classification for Parkinson's disease. These publications have been enormously valuable because they've basically put a paradigm shift into the way we think about Parkinson's disease. But Parkinson's disease, to the vast majority of clinicians and obviously to patients and carers, is a human condition. You know, it's not a biological disease. And so MDS are now leading an effort to try to harmonize the clinical definition and the biological thinking about Parkinson's disease. So we're not there yet with these publications, but they've been extremely useful. But so in a year's time, hopefully, there will be a lot more you'll hear from the MDS about how we're going to incorporate but not be dominate the biological discussion. So it's part of the picture, but it's not the whole picture.
Okay, so to define better the framework in which we as clinicians should work and manage patients, and you know, including also their angle. Likely, right?
Exactly. And those of you who have not seen, just online this month, but in the next edition of the Movement Disorder Journal, will be a formal MDS viewpoint on biological frameworks of Parkinson's disease that really discusses the current unsolved issues or issues that are not resolved by simply looking at Parkinson's disease biologically. And the next step will be then, well, what is the new framework that will incorporate both the clinical and the biological component of things?
Okay, so thank you for sharing that with us. Can I ask you now, on a more personal level, looking back, is there a particular moment or experience that stands out to you, something that had a special personal impact over the past year?
A particular moment? Yes, there is a particular moment. I think we have an officers' meeting in between the congresses, and we spend 2 days in leadership talking through all the activities of the society and reviewing and planning. And that intensely collaboration with the officers, close friends, as well as colleagues, and with some we're already close. This year's meeting, a number of our partners came along, so it was also not just a academic or leadership exercise, but you know, our family relationships were actually sort of at play as well. So that was a very special thing, yeah.
Okay. And so before we will meet again next year, what is going to happen in the society? Any big announcement, any other news that you want to share with our listeners?
So I'm very happy that you know, those three initiatives that I announced a year ago are all in place now. We've talked about the biological framework and how in the next year we'll be developing and hopefully publishing a new framework for thinking about Parkinson's disease. Other thing that's going to happen in the next 12 months, traditionally every 3 years there's been a strategy and planning meeting, and Michaela, you were at the last one representing the young membership just outside of Amsterdam in 2022. Around April or May 2025 there'll be the next strategy and planning meeting, and that's where we will determine the short, medium and long-term goals for our society for the next 3 or 4 years. And so we're very excited about that, because the MDS is a living society. You know, what happens and what we do now is different from what happened and we did 10 years ago, and that's the way it should be. And so that's a very exciting moment in terms of our activities of the society, which is creating the next strategic plan.
Yeah, to shape the future of the society, probably the entire movement disorder community, right? Well, Victor, it has been a real pleasure to have you with me today. I know that our listeners will appreciate you taking the time out of your very busy schedule to talk to us. Thank you again for joining us, and thank you all for listening.
And thank you, Michaela, for everything you do for our society as well.
Thanks.
The views and opinions expressed by the participants in this podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the International Parkinson and Movement Disorder Society or their affiliated journals, Movement Disorders, and Movement Disorders Clinical Practice. Any disclosures of the participants can be found within the episode description located on the MDS website.